And we're joined now by Patriots cornerback Christian Gonzalez. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. Christian Gonzalez, how are we doing this week?
What's going on? I'm doing good.
We're doing well. It's a tough loss yesterday in a season full of tough losses. You guys go to overtime. It's an incredible play at the end of regulation by Drake May. What are you seeing on the sideline as that's going down, and how crazy was that play from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I talked about it yesterday. Nobody was surprised. I mean, we know Drake can extend plays and make plays like that. So, I mean, happy for him that he got to able to showcase that.
You know, first drive of the game, Tennessee goes right down the field, 75 yards, scores a touchdown. And then after that, you guys made a lot of adjustments. You forced a bunch of punts. You had interception. You turned them over. What was the difference there in that first drive going up against the Tennessee offense versus essentially the rest of the game?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't start fast. I mean, we woke up, started playing our game, and was able to, you know, like you said, force punts, get off the field, and create turnovers.
Just circling back to that Drake May play for a moment, and, you know, nationally looking at the play the week before with Jaden Daniels, the Hail Mary at the end of the game against Chicago. Those are different situations, right? One's a Hail Mary, the other you're at the five. How would your responsibilities as a cornerback change on those two end-of-game plays where a quarterback is scrambling around in both of those scenarios? What are your responsibilities, and how do they change in those various situations?
You got to play them two different ways. One of them is, like you said, the Hail Mary, so it's a lot longer. So you know it's going to be a jump ball. The one with Drake, we were close to the end zone. So, I mean, that's a big scramble drill. So that just goes back to backyard football, just trying to follow your man around.
What was it like going up against Calvin Ridley for much of the afternoon? Seems like that was a good challenge.
Yeah, he's a good receiver, good competitor. And he makes a play, that makes a play. I feel like I have fun doing it. So it was a good matchup.
Do you have a nickname for Drake May? Have I heard this right? You have a nickname for him?
I just call him Draco.
What's the genesis? What's the origin of that? How'd you come up with it?
I mean, I'm definitely not the first one to call him that, but I mean, it's an easy nickname, Drake and Draco. Say Draco.
Oh, got it. So
I don't know if it's like a Harry Potter thing. Yeah, is there like a character on Harry Potter?
I thought it was an Ivan Drago.
Oh, Drago.
Yeah, that's
right. Draco Malfoy?
Yeah, maybe.
It's kind of a dork take, but it's none of that. You're just adding an O to his name.
Yeah.
This weekend coming up, you got the Bears, and I'm curious, what do you remember about going up against both Caleb Williams in college as well as Roma Dunze?
Yeah, I never played Caleb.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, my bad. My bad.
Nah, so this will be my first one. Rome, I went out to play Rome. You know, he's a great receiver. He brings a lot to the table. He's, you know, big, fast, smart, can run routes. You know, I got one of his teammates over here with me, so, you know, I always give him smack about, you know, UW, because we don't like UW, but he's a great receiver. Him, Keenan, we're excited for the challenge.
Christian Gonzalez joining us here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. After the touchdown to potentially go to overtime, did you expect to go for two there? Did the sideline want to go for two there? How was that playing out in real time?
I mean, that ain't up to me. I play defense. I ain't an offensive play caller. I ain't a coach. So, I mean, that's a coach makes a decision and we stick with it.
If they did elect to go for two, would you look at that as not trusting the defense?
No.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm just asking. That was, you know, I thought you guys should have gone for two. I thought that would have been a good kind of confidence boost to send to the team. Obviously, if you get it, great, you win the game. If you don't, at least you're saying you have confidence. And I did see a couple of people kind of on Twitter or on the text. I was like, well, now you're saying the defense can't do it. And I'm like, I don't think so. And now we just asked the defensive player, and he agrees with
that. Yeah,
them.
So in your
so
face.
There we go.
In your face there, text
Thank you.
Line.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that's not a lag comment. Would you, when do you find out? You find out in real time? I asked this to Hunter Henry. You guys just see it as it plays out like we do at home. That's how you find out the decision-making for, like, a two-point conversion?
I mean, again, I'm not on offense, so I'm most of the time on the bench getting adjustments. So
got it. Okay, so
you gotta ask that to the offense.
Okay.
So, yeah.
We'll talk to Alex Van Pelt at some point down the line. It's the trade deadline tomorrow in the NFL. Joshua Uche already traded off the team. Would you anticipate more moves being made with your team between now and then?
Hey, look, I'm a player. I ain't got nothing to do with all that.
Is that something you guys talk about at all, though? I mean, that's a major change all of a sudden in the middle of the season.
I ain't got nothing to do with all that.
So you guys don't talk?
We don't talk about being the possibility
I'm
of being traded?
I'm a player. I ain't got nothing to do with all that.
Okay.
All right, so it'd be a real shock then if somebody got traded, I guess.
Okay, well, we'll see if there's any more moves. What'd you think of the Uche trade? I know you're a player, but did you have any thoughts on the trade happening with your teammate?
I mean, they made the decision and they went with it. I mean, you know, you want to play with your brothers, but I mean, it's another opportunity for him, so excited for him.
Okay. Trade deadline tomorrow. We'll be covering here on Jones and Keefe. Christian Gonzalez, another strong performance defensively for the Pats. They fall in overtime. You get the Bears this week. Best of luck this week, Christian.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Our interview with Christian Gonzalez is brought to you by Verizon, the official 5G network of the New England Patriots.